Welcome to Hardwood Handicappers with Zach Cohen, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Hardwood Handicappers. Hardwood Handicappers is brought to you by Better Picks, the fantasy app that turns your basketball takes into cash. Download the Better app and use the code VSINPOD to get $10 free. No deposit needed. That's VSINPOD, V-S-I-N-P-O-D. We have a link for that in the description. I'm Zachary Cohen, VSIN.com senior editor, with a loaded night of NBA Cup action. This is a night that I'm really looking forward to as a basketball fan, as a basketball bettor, everything. So I don't want to go too deep into what we saw last night. The big takeaways for me on the Tuesday night of NBA action, it was just that the Lakers continue to roll. I thought it was a convincing win over the Clippers and, you know, another really strong performance from Luka Doncic, and that Lakers team is rolling right now. I mentioned it last episode. I mentioned it last week. I think that the Lakers to win the Pacific Division, just a really strong play right now. And anything up to minus 250, I'd be willing to take that right now. They have a really strong lead over, you know, the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Clippers. Those are the two teams I think that everybody thought that they would compete with heading into the year. And then, you know, the Phoenix Suns are number two in the division right now. That is my team. I'm very high on what the Suns are doing this season, but I think the Suns are more like a 40-win team than a 50-win team. The Lakers really should find a way to win 50. And then the other performance of the night that I think that we should talk about a little, it's just the Magic with a blowout victory in Philadelphia. The reason that it started to get a little interesting is because this, like the Trae Young situation in Atlanta, is a situation where the Magic are thriving right now without Paolo Banchero. It's not something we haven't seen before. They have played without him in the past, with Franz Wagner serving as their number one option. But man, it's an Orlando team that has really kind of righted the ship since the start of the season. Defense looks great. Offense looks like everything that they thought that they were going to have when they acquired Desmond Bane from the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, it is a top 10 unit right now, and talking about the offense, and the three-point shooting has been a little bit better. The shot creation has been a little bit better. But yeah, without Banchero, definitely a little bit awkward right now, and he's going to have to find a way to fit in when he comes back. So that'll be something to monitor. But I do want to get into these games right away. There's a lot of them tonight, so I'm going to skip a few. The ones that I'm not going to be hitting on are Pacers, Raptors, Bucks, Heat, Grizzlies, Pelicans. I'll explain why really quickly. Pacers, Raptors, Toronto's favored by double digits. The team has already clinched East Group A. Indiana's already eliminated from the NBA Cup, so there's really not a lot of cup implications, and it is a game that is expected to be lopsided. Bucks, Heat, really just skipping it because Giannis is questionable for Milwaukee, and Giannis being questionable is not like other players being questionable. It's a genuine 50-50, maybe even a 55-45 that he doesn't play. Like, this is a player that sometimes sits out games when he's probable. So I just have no real read on whether or not Giannis is going to be out there. If he does play, I mean, maybe I'll add something at VSiN.com. So if you're a VSiN Pro subscriber, you will be able to get my picks at the website. I will throw that on the Pro Picks page. I'll add it to my sides and total story, which I do every single day. And I do think that Milwaukee plus 5.5 or better would be a play for me if Giannis plays. I think that the Bucks are a decent team this season, but yeah, I need to know his status before I do anything. And that also goes for like a Ryan Rollins player prop. Like, I would like to see if Giannis will be out there. If he's not, I will consider Rollins points and assists again, because that has been an absolute cash wagon this season. I'll be looking at that. And the other game I really wanted to skip is Grizzlies Pelicans. I just don't have a feel for either team at the moment, especially New Orleans, a team that, you know, I was going to Derek Queen assists pretty often this season. Really, really like him as a passer, but James Borrego is tinkering with the rotations. We saw it last game. Queen only played 17 minutes. He started to play Eve Misi a little bit more, and I just want to see what that situation looks like before starting to back Queen again. So skipping those three games doesn't necessarily mean I'll have nothing on them, so make sure you head over to vsin.com. But I want to start with Pistons Celtics, which starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. It is the first game of the ESPN doubleheader. Celtics are getting 2.5 points at home. Total's 231.5. This is an interesting game for NBA Cup action. If the Pistons win, that would set up a winner-takes East Group B matchup with the Magic in the next game. So definitely some incentive for Detroit to win. And the Celtics are not going to win the group and probably are out of the NBA Cup overall. But I do think this is a game where I think that Boston is the right side. If you look at the way that this spread has been moving, there's definitely some reverse line movement that suggests that the Celtics are the stronger play and the sharp play, the play that the sharps are on. Our VSiN betting splits does a really good job of tracking that type of stuff. So VSiN Pro subscribers and potential VSiN Pro subscribers can see all of that information if you head over to that page on our website. But Detroit opened this game as a 3.5-point favorite. Pistons are taking a majority of the tickets and the handle here. However, the Celtics are now only getting 2.5 at most shops. So that is reverse line movement, as I just mentioned. And this is a Boston team that I was already considering playing anyway. So I ended up jumping on the Celtics +3, which is available at Bet365. As of recording, I am recording this at 9:30 a.m. Wednesday, November 26th, I should mention. And I'm not sure it will be available still when you go to check it. We don't get this up for a little bit after I record it. But if you can get it at +2.5, I'd take it. If not, I'd probably just jump on the money line. But this is a game where Detroit's won 13 in a row. I've glowed about this team this season. I think this is a really, really strong team. I think the defense has been great. Second in the league in defensive rating, right behind the Thunder, and definitely by far, you know, the better of the team. If you're looking at them and then, you know, the team in third, there's a pretty wide gap. So Detroit's been very, very good. They're not going to be as good as OKC. That is a historically great defensive team, but the Pistons are very, very good in their own right defensively. My issue with Detroit is they are still lacking a little bit when you're talking about firepower and shot making. I mean, they are second in the league in defensive rating, but only eighth in offensive rating right now. And Boston, for, you know, all of their faults right now, and, you know, not having Jason Tatum kills, but this is still a team that can shoot you off the floor on any given night because they still take so many threes and they still have a lot of really good three-point shooters. And I do think this is a game where Pistons winning 13 in a row, they are going to lose at some point. This feels like the type of game where they could trip up playing in Boston, a very difficult road environment against a team that definitely is going to get up a lot more threes than them. I think this is a really good spot to be back in the Celtics, especially with the Celtics having lost to the Pistons earlier in the year. Under Joe Mazzulla, Boston is 44-16 straight up when looking for revenge against an opponent in a single season. So, you know, they lost to Detroit earlier in the year. I think that Mazzulla looks at the tape and finds a way to correct things. So Celtics +3 for me, it's something that I jumped on, and I actually posted it to the Pro Picks page earlier because I didn't want anybody to miss out on that while it was still available, but probably going to be 2.5 by the time you're seeing it. Next game I want to do is Knicks at Hornets, 7 p.m. Eastern. Knicks are laying 6.5 on the road, 241.5 total. OG Anunoby still out for the Knicks. Knicks also without Landry Shamet, who was actually playing some really good basketball for them before getting injured. Another shoulder injury, a guy that has had shoulder problems in his career. Hornets relatively healthy, so that is something that I'm definitely considering in this game, especially with Charlotte being a little bit better at home. I mean, Charlotte is a -2.3 net rating at home. Nothing to write home about, but not awful. Knicks, though, 2-5 on the road, -4.0 net rating. They have been a very tough team to trust on the road this season. I do think this is a matchup that really suits the Hornets well. The New York has been one of the worst three-point defenses in the league this season. Charlotte's been one of the best three-point offenses. They have been doing a lot of really good work in terms of shot profile, shot diet this season, just really prioritizing taking, you know, the best shots available on the basketball court, which are threes and shots at the rim. Not as much, you know, mid-range stuff, not as much just like chucking this season. And, you know, to his part, like LaMelo Ball has been a little bit better when he's been on the floor about getting good shots up, but also just, you know, drafting Con Knipple, who has turned into, you know, a very, very good player, very, very fast, has very much helped with this team's offense. So I do think that the Hornets are going to give the Knicks some problems in this game. The Knicks are a bottom 10 team defending corner threes, also bottom 10 defending above the break threes. And I think the Knipple's a player that could take advantage of that. So if you are looking for player props in this game, maybe Con over 17.5 points, -105 is a look. That's not going to be a play for me, but he did have 26 last game. And I do think he's going to get it going in this matchup. But I do think the Hornets +7 is the right play in this game. And I think that the Hornets are kind of worth the money line sprinkle. That's what I'm going to be doing. So when you head over to vsin.com later, you will see that from me and you will hear it from me when I do my best bets a little bit later for this one. Next game we should talk about, Timberwolves at Thunder, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Thunder laying 8.5, totals 227.5. I honestly thought about skipping this game, but I feel like I've been skipping far too many Thunder games this year. And, you know, I can't just do it every single night, even though they are going to have a lot of lopsided spreads. But Oklahoma City absolutely pounded Minnesota in last year's postseason. Minnesota's playing very poorly coming into this game. I think that the point guard situation for them has been a complete mess. I know that they would have been stretching themselves very thin if they were to find a way to keep Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and it was almost not an option for them, especially as a team that doesn't want to go too far into the tax. So they let him go. That's a very strong defender, a very strong backup guard that can run some offense, that can knock down some shots. And Mike Conley continues to age. Rob Dillingham has not performed up to expectations based on where they drafted him a few years ago. And that is not, you know, a hot take. That's something that a lot of people are saying. But the point guard position is really hurting this team right now. They've essentially turned to Anthony Edwards as their full-time on-ball option. And it hasn't been great so far. This team is still not performing really well down the stretch either. Like, crunch time has been a major problem for them throughout the Chris Finch era. I think that Finch is a great coach, but this team has had troubles in the fourth quarter and has not gone away this season. So I don't really believe in Minnesota to find a way to cover this number. That would have been the lean, just kind of like staring at the number right away. But once I dug into it a little more, I realized this was a game I wanted to stay away from. But I do like Naz Reid over 11.5 points in this game at -115. Reid has had 12-plus points in 5 of the last 6 games, 15-plus points in 4 of those games. And for as good as OKC is defensively and as good as they have been, you know, under Mark Daigneault on this end of the floor, they have actually struggled a little bit defending 3-point shooters this season. Opponents are just shooting the 3 a lot better than they did last year against this team. And stretch bigs especially have an opportunity to do some things against this defense. And Reid, not only is he a stretch big, he can also put the ball on the floor. So it's kind of a best of both worlds. I could see him having a pretty good game in 12 points really. It seems very, very reasonable for him in this matchup, even if it does get somewhat ugly. Not a VSiN Pro subscriber yet? This is your best chance. Our Black Friday special is live, and for just $60, you'll get a full VSiN Pro access to everything we offer all the way through May 1st. That includes daily best from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings, Circa, and Bracco, AI-powered tools, weekly wide receiver cornerback matchup edges, all that good stuff for the NFL and NBA, 24/7 video and replays on the VSiN Watch app, and then coverage of every major sport through the spring, from football and hoops to March Madness, the NFL draft, and the Masters. Our biggest new subscriber offer of the year is here. Do not wait. You are not going to beat this. Go to vsin.com and subscribe now. vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe. I should mention too, I do a lot of tennis handicapping for VSiN, and we are really going to ramp things up towards the end of December there. So you're going to get my picks for the Australian Open, a lot of stuff for the clay season, just a really strong time to jump on board with the VSiN Pro subscription. I mean, $60 all the way through May 1st. Like, you are not going to beat that. This is a really, really good offer. I strongly suggest it. Next game, probably the game of the night, for me at least. It's Rockets at Warriors, 10 p.m. Eastern tip. This is the second game of the ESPN doubleheader. Warriors laying 2.5. Total is 223.5 in this game. Both of these teams actually 1-2 in West Group C, so this game probably doesn't matter much when you're talking about the NBA Cup. But I think that every time you get two really good Western Conference teams, that's a big box office game. And for me, this is no different. Even with Kevin Durant out for Houston in this game with personal reasons, I think this is a game that you're all going to want to watch. The Rockets are going to be missing Steven Adams, Tari Eason, Dorian Finney-Smith, and then obviously Fred VanVleet, who probably out for the year with that torn ACL. But I think that this is a game that's still going to be really fun. And this is a game where I see some value on the home team. So I'm taking Golden State -127. And this will be a bigger pick for me than I usually do. I think that with no Durant, you're talking about a Rockets team that already has quite kind of questionable floor spacing. I know that they've been shooting the lights out this season from 3, but that's with Durant on the floor. With no Durant, you're talking about a lot less three-point shooters, a lot less reliable three-point shooting. You're going to see more Reed Shepard. He started last game when Durant didn't play. That's been a player I've been very high on all year, but I do think that this Golden State team, which is 9th in the league in defensive rating, was number 1 in the league after acquiring Jimmy Butler last year at the deadline. number one in the league in defense the rest of the season there. I think this is a top five defensive team in the league. I think the numbers will eventually back that up. And I just think they're going to be able to smother this this Houston team without Durant. Like, Alperen Şengün going to be able to get some good things at the rim, even though he's going to be working against Draymond Green. Green will make him work, no doubt about it. I mean, Green is still as good as it gets in terms of physicality around the rim and, you know, guarding up and defending centers, defending players that are bigger than him. But it's going to be a game where Şengün will probably be able to get some things going, especially with the amount he's going to have the ball in his hands. But I just don't know who's going to be able to help him that much. I mean, I think that Amen Thompson is going to have a big role in this game. I think that Jimmy Butler can do a pretty good job of defending him. And I don't think that this is a game where I'd be expecting Shepherd to go off, just because it's a big road game. The Golden State backcourt is pretty good defensively. And I do think that the overall Golden State, you know, defensive infrastructure is going to be good about keeping Houston from just getting quality looks all night. So that is what I'm looking at in terms of the Rockets offense against the Golden State defense. And in terms of the Rockets defense, which is also very good going against the Warriors offense, I just trust Steph Curry to deliver, especially if this is a close game late. He has been playing some awesome basketball in these big games this year. I mean, look at what he did against the Spurs in that baseball set 2 weeks ago. Just like some insane, insane shot making. I think we're going to see some more of that tonight as this game kind of gets into the big moments, if it gets into the big moments and Golden State doesn't kind of have a bigger lead all throughout. And I will say Golden State is coming off a really strong performance against Utah. They took 52 threes in that game, shot the three very well. The ball was kind of zipping around, just kind of a return to Warriors basketball that, you know, has been missing at times this season. But now that they're somewhat healthy, without Jonathan Kuminga, I don't know what's going on there. I do think they're going to trade him as soon as they can, even after a pretty hot start to the season. But I think Golden State's looking a little bit more like Golden State after that win the other night. And I think this is a really strong spot for them. I should also mention Ime Udoka, 7-20 straight up as a road underdog of 6 or fewer points with the Rockets. Meanwhile, Steve Kerr, 70-42 straight up as a home favorite of 6 or fewer with the Warriors. So kind of the same situation. One team struggles, one team thrives. I think Golden State wins this game. Next game, Spurs at Blazers. Blazers -1.5, totals 239.5. Loaded injury report, really, really bad in terms of looking for star power from both teams. Unfortunately, no Drew Holiday for the Blazers. That means no Drew Holiday, no Scoot Henderson, no Damian Lillard, obviously. And then Shaedon Sharpe is also questionable for Portland. Just not a great situation. But at the same time, San Antonio without Victor Wembanyama and Stephon Castle, they are also banged up. It does seem like Dylan Harper might give it a go for the Spurs in this game. He was upgraded to questionable. I'm only mentioning this game, not because I have a play on it, but because Portland will win West Group C with a victory tonight. So if you want to factor that in any way to your handicapping, like, the Blazers definitely have all the incentive in the world to win. And they did win a game with a very shorthanded group last game against Milwaukee. Not the most impressive win in the world. Like, that Bucks team is not all that great without Giannis. Actually, they're bordering on terrible, but it is a team that, you know, they can kind of go on Denny Avdia's back, and they do have some other shot makers. So they're not exactly dead without Holiday. It's just a situation where you would very much like to see the veteran out there, just because of how important he is to them on both ends of the floor. But yeah, nothing for me in this game. I just wanted to mention that Portland is a win away from clinching that group in NBA Cup action. Last game of the night that, you know, I'm actually, you know, have plays on, have feelings on, Suns at Kings. This is a game where the Suns are laying 4.5 on the road, totals 233.5. This game tips at 10 p.m. Eastern. I actually think the under is a really good look in this game, under 233.5 at -105 specifically. There is a 234 out there. It's just not widely available enough to the point that I would feel comfortable even giving that as a pick, even though I can get it myself. So it's under 233.5. It is the play that I think is worth making in this game. The under has been a really strong play for Phoenix all season long. 10-7-1 to the under is this Suns team this year. And it has been especially good when they have played against some of the worst teams in the league. And I think that that would describe this Kings team. But also, Sacramento comes into this game having played a little bit better. They've won 2 in a row. They've covered in 3 of their last 4. But at the same time, the under has hit in 3 of their last 4. It's also hit in 5 of their last 6. And the Kings are playing more like a top 20 defensive team in this recent stretch than a bottom five defensive team. Not the biggest difference in the world, but definitely a difference when you're talking about a Phoenix team that is top 10 in the league defensively. And the Suns also play at the 25th pace in the league. So they play very, very slow, even though, Jordan Ott, their head coach, who's been magnificent this season, likes to talk about pace, likes to talk about playing fast. They have been a team that has been slowing it down, has been mostly executing in the half court. And I think this is going to be a game that struggles to get up to this number, even if it does end up being a game where there's a little bit more shot making than you'd expect. I think that the under is the right call in this one. So I'd be looking there in this game. I do think the Suns, if you're looking for like a parlay play, are a good option because the Suns are 2-0 in that West group and they have a chance to, get to the knockout stages. I actually don't think that they're in great shape in terms of winning the group because they are behind the Thunder, who have a point differential of plus 63. And I don't think the Suns are going to be winning this game by all too much. But if the Suns win this game and then they don't get absolutely blown out by the Thunder in game four, they have a good shot of getting into the knockout stage. And I think that would be a huge success for a Phoenix team that entered this season with very low expectations. I think Matt Ishbia would really love to see the team get into that just kind of environment. I the Suns have been, kind of a laughingstock under Ishbia. And I think that he's done a really good job of changing the culture in Phoenix. I think that there's definitely better vibes in the Valley. I live here. I think that everyone really loves this team, is rallied around this team. And I think Ishbia would definitely like to see the team in that setting. And I think that the team itself, it's a team full of dogs and competitors. I think that they're going to want to be in there as well. So I think we see a really strong effort from Phoenix tonight. Sacramento's 0-2 in group play, so they're pretty much out of it, especially with a point differential of minus 45 right now. I'd be leaning Suns. I'd be looking for ways to play it on the money line. I wouldn't want to lay the points in Sacramento because that has been a tough pace to play for opponents in the past. But yeah, under 233.5 is the pick for me there. Before we run down some best bets, I just want to say time to put your hoops IQ to the test with better picks. Download the Better app and pick more or less on player stats like points, assists, and rebounds, and track your lineup in real time. Use code VSINPOD and get $10 free, no deposit needed. And with up to 1,000x multipliers off just two picks, your hot takes can really pay off. Better Picks is live in 33 states. Download Better and use code VSINPOD today. That's VSINPOD. We have a link for that in the description. All right, recapping my Wednesday best bets. I have five of them. Well, I guess technically six. Celtics plus 3 at minus 110 against the Pistons. Then I have Hornets plus 7 minus 114 against the Knicks. I'm playing that at 1.5 units to win 1.5 units. I'm also sprinkling the Hornets money line at plus 220 as a 0.5 unit play for me against the Knicks. I also have Naz Reid over 11.5 points at minus 115 against the Thunder. Warriors money line minus 127. That'll be another 1.5 unit play for me against the Rockets. And then I have Suns Kings under 233.5 at minus 105. Make sure you also head over to vsin.com. I'll have some more player props up there, I'm sure. I want to dive back into this slate. It's a loaded slate, and I did skip three games here. I will dive into those games in depth on my own at around 2 or 3, and 2 and 3 my time. I am mountain time in Arizona, but I will look a little bit more at all of that stuff, and I might add some more plays to the picks page and to my stories. I always do sides and totals at vsin.com. I always do a separate story on player props. Then we have all the great stuff, from Steve Mackin and all the analytics, all the trends. And then we have, the Opta.ai player prop projections, all of our stuff for all of the other sports. So I mentioned it before, Black Friday special is the best way to get involved with this. But yeah, those are the ways to check out my plays. You have them here, and then you'll have them over at vsin.com. But we will not be back with the podcast tomorrow. There are no games for Thanksgiving. So I hope that everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. And make sure you come back and check us out on Friday. And hopefully we win some plays tonight. We have been rolling a little bit over the last couple of days, over the last week, really. So hopefully we keep it up. Good luck with your bets tonight. And please come back on Friday.